Hi everybody and welcome to Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Here we're going to explore the many life-changing practices that begin with the study of Tai Chi, including Taoism, technology, teaching, and occasionally toffee. Hi everybody and welcome to episode 3 of Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Last week we spoke about what happens in a Tai Chi class, and today we're going to explore the crucial concepts of yielding and sticking in Tai Chi. I'm going to try and keep the topics broad and hopefully applicable to all the different styles and variations of Tai Chi out there. And I'm going to try and make the concepts useful, as is the way of bean curd boxing, applicable to your life outside the confines of the training hall. What is bean curd boxing, you may ask? Well, come over to teapotmonk.com and find out. So let's start by first looking at yielding. Yielding is, on a physical level, simply the ability of the body to respond appropriately to incoming stimuli. And sensitivity is the key to be able to successfully yield. If you imagine punching a river, the reaction of the water would be one of yielding. The essence of water is always to give way, yet always to return back to its center. So water is used metaphorically in Taoist and Tai Chi circles, specifically for these reasons. Not just because it's soft and yielding, but because it's also capable of changing its shape to overcome anything in its path. So when we talk about yielding, we aren't talking just about giving way. We're also working on the idea of coming back, returning to your center, and maintaining your form and direction. In verse 78 of the Tao Te Ching, it said, "Under heaven, nothing is more soft and yielding than water. Yet, for attacking the solid and strong, nothing is better. It has no equal." And Wan Chang Yu wrote something rather picturesque about yielding. He said, "Your body should be so light and nimble that a feather could not land on it without being felt, and a fly could not alight on it without setting it in motion." I've always loved that idea, though I've yet still to accomplish it, finding myself still swatting away at insects rather than yielding to them. But then, I'm not an abstract idea in an old textbook. I'm a human being, and I think that's important to remember when we start delving into the mythological and legendary history of Tai Chi. I also think that flies aren't really that important, and what I'm choosing to focus on is the skill of yielding to the cultural, social, and political pressures of the age in which we live. Now, as I said earlier, that doesn't mean just giving way, but rather selectively sidestepping when appropriate, rather than choosing to clash head on. But let's go back to the class. As a kid, I was always crazy about filling up scrapbooks with photos, drawings, letters, bus tickets, leaves, anything I could find. And with all these varied bits and pieces, I would stick them in large books. I love sticking things together, using just flour and water to make up glue, and create something new out of old material. So what's all this to do with Tai Chi? Well, sticking is about acquiring things, reassembling them, and making sense of them. You acquire information around the world, you interpret it, and then choose to do something with it. Sticking is like scrapbooking for the senses. Take what is useful, discard the rest, said the little dragon. And, you know, I think he had a point, for it's not in emulation that you will find fulfillment, nor copying another, nor singing a cover song. It's about writing your own stuff. Yes, it can be borrowed. Yes, it can even be stolen. But ultimately, it's about your expression and your interpretation of that work. You have to feed your creativity because it's all we have. Sticking is one of the most useful tools in our toolkit. Sticking's taught in many different exercises, particularly once more in push hands, the object to remain in contact with your partner so you can once more experience their state of being through physical contact. If you stay calm, relaxed and soft, you're able to interpret another person's state, their state of tension, their state of breathing, whether they are rooted, grounded or off balance. You're also able to detect their flow or lack of, and even their intention by reading the signs that are unconsciously telegraphed by your partner. So sticking and yielding are intrinsically related and developed through these contact exercises. Another such exercise is simply following your partner's movements by placing a single finger on the back of their palm. As they move, you move. As they stop, you stop. As they withdraw, you advance. And as they advance, you withdraw. And it's done with your eyes closed. This is to develop the same tools and sensations and awareness of transmission from contact. Outside these specific exercises, you can apply them to the Tai Chi form or other exercises such as Da Lu, Seven Stars, Four Corners, or any of the drills for two people or sword in a class. In the street, well, sticking is used every day. It is your senses awoken from the feel of the ground under your feet, the tension in the fingers of the hand that you are shaking, or in the moisture on the cheek of the face that you have just kissed. These are bits of data that you become alive to. This is what brings your Tai Chi alive. This is what takes it out of the classroom. This is what brings it out of the textbook. So that's it from this week. If you're looking for a little techno-Taoism, then head over to the website where I review the incredible software app SpringPad as a teaching tool. And join me next week when we take a look at rooting. I know last week I said we would deal with it this week, but time, alas, does not permit it. So drop by next Monday when we'll explore this fascinating technique for sending out shoots through the soles of your feet. For an alternative look at the internal arts, visit teapotmonk.com. For controversial articles, heated discussions, insightful interviews, and links to the two classic texts on Tai Chi, The Manual of Being Good Boxing, and of course, Tai Chi 50 Essential Questions and Answers. Got a comment or a suggestion? Tweet me at beingcurdboxer or email beingcurdboxer@gmail.com.